That wasn't one of the better nights for Hampshire, was it, really?
No, it's a tough night tonight, obviously. Poor result for us. You know, we obviously came into this game looking to get 2 points and wasn't to be. But, you know, credit to Somerset. I think they played an excellent game. Azam 100 and the way they fielded and bowled at the beginning before the rain came was exceptional. So beaten by a better team tonight.
Over 200. I mean, that's quite a big score in any in any venue in this competition.
Yeah, and you don't get 200 here that often. You know, big boundaries. They played a good game, obviously. And we're on the receiving end of that. But it's 2020, and I think what you've got to do is when you lose again, you've got to put it behind you and start again. It makes Bristol against Gloucester an important game for us on Tuesday.
You lost wickets again early. Was that because of the pressure of going after a big total?
Yeah, I think that can happen. I think when you're chasing 200, you obviously got to take risks and go hard. There was a run out early, a couple of very good catches, to be fair to the lads. But it's not ideal because you need a good start chasing 200. It wasn't a B, and unfortunately we lost those early wickets again.
It's the fourth time you've lost 3 wickets in the power play this season. Last year it was even worse, wasn't it? I mean, are you getting slightly concerned now at these early wickets?
Obviously, it's something that we've spoken about as a group, and it's something we're working on. But the partnership early on, which you feel if you look at the batting order, it's a strong batting lineup. So it's about doing the job now and getting those partnerships, and we get those partnerships, setting ourselves up for a decent score.
Was there another reason? I mean, maybe you were worried about rain and those early overs. Was that why they went hard at it?
No. We had 200 is obviously a big score, so we wanted to get off to a good start. And we lost those wickets, which didn't help us. And unfortunately, we weren't in a position to set ourselves a platform to go for the run to the end. So, you know, that's the way it was.
I mean, are you thinking of maybe tinkering with the order? I mean, obviously you're pleased with the personnel, but maybe tinkering with that order a little bit?
Yeah, something worth thinking about now. I think you let the dust settle after a loss and you look ahead to the next game, which is Tuesday. So we'll sit down as a group and have a look at it as a management group and see where we go on Tuesday.
It's not quite must win every game from now on, but it's not far off now, is it?
It isn't. I think it's quite close. I think the top two got ahead early on. Now it's quite close. I think it's bunched up. I think the results tonight, I think Middlesex lost, Sussex continue to win, so it's about putting back-to-back wins together. You know, we've lost 2 in a row before that, we won 3 in a row, so we've got to make sure that we reverse it and get a couple of wins on a bounce.